to what's going to be a very exciting episode of National People Radio. Well, it's always exciting. It's always exciting here. We are going to be singing and dancing just like the last show. Before we do, and when I say we, it's Jeremy from Kentucky's here. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Patrick. Thanks for having me on.
But always, we have to remind you that RBN is the last bastion of free speech in the whole world, okay? Well, it's getting there. It's getting there. And one of these days, well, we're already depending on it. We're already depending on it, like that morning cup of coffee. And I don't even drink coffee, so there you go. But I do depend on RBN for free speech. So go there, click on the donate button, send shekels. And the Koshertified app doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it is a template for everything we need to do to get everything back. Maybe even our foreskins, but if not that, because that depends on Andrew Young. Not Andrew Young. Who am I thinking of? Andrew Yang. Andrew Young is somebody else. I don't think Andrew Young's going to help us get our foreskins back. But Andrew Yang might, because it's some sort of ancient Chinese medicine. And he's talked about it. He said if he's elected president, he will ban circumcision. Wow. But yeah, co-certified. Go to nationalbugle.com. Read the articles and download the app. Or go to the website. You can find the link from nationalbugle.com. Find the link. Go to the website and just use it online. That'll work too. All right, Jeremy, I have to do that every show, and I enjoy doing it every show, and I hope everybody likes listening to it every show, because you're going to get it every show. But that's out of the way. The singing and dancing, John Bolton, happy days are here again. The mushroom clouds are clear again. We don't have to fear them again. Happy days are here again. It's John Bolton is fired day. So, what about it, and what comes next?
Well, I wanted to get a visceral reaction from the media, and one of the headlines from CNN that caught my fancy today, I think that everyone will appreciate this, is that oil prices fell.
Oil prices fell.
Upon the news of Trump firing John Bolton. I sent you that one. Did you get to read through that?
I didn't read through it, but you know something? Rand Paul, I did notice that Rand Paul said, I quoted it on yesterday's show, but that the something like the chances for war in the world have gone down exponentially. So,
yeah.
There you go.
And yeah, yeah.
When there's a chance for war, oil goes up because the wars tend to be in the Middle East. And so John Bolton and that is gone, and the price of oil goes down. All right.
Good. Quoting the CNN article, Bolton was a strong proponent of the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran. That campaign was built on tough sanctions that caused Iran's oil exports to plunge. So, yeah, U.S. oil tumbled as much as 2.2%. to $57.30 a barrel immediately after Trump tweeted out the firing of Bolton.
Yep.
So there you go.
You know, I've worked in the financial markets, and that's the way they work. And that's good. That's good. Okay. And I mentioned this yesterday. Senator Mitt Romney. Don't tell me he's a senator. And he is just beside himself. He is beside himself that John Bolton is no longer guiding our foreign policy. Well, there you go. So
Mitt Romney also enjoyed moonlit walks on the beach with John Bolton's mustache. All of these people are, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat. I mean, just everybody's freaking out over this. People that you think, liberals that you think would be happy about this, are, you know, flipping out. So I don't know what happened to the old school liberal.
Senator Chris Murphy. Yeah, well, I said to you when you called the show yesterday, I described myself as America's last honest liberal. Now, I have to say, I never I never embraced the term liberal. I never related to it. I was an anti-war activist, but I worked for Michael Dukakis, so I guess that makes me a liberal. I voted for Jerry Brown for president, so I guess that makes me a liberal. And as you frequently point out, I have been to a Donna Summer concert. I barely remember it, except for that business with Kirsten Gillibrand me-tooing me. And, you know, I was with a much hotter chick than her, so she should have just left me alone. But
wow. Yeah, you were a playa back in the day.
So anyway, that's how it goes sometimes. This is not the day to get into it, but if you have the types of values that liberals were supposed to have, like being against war, like being for the environment, and the environment goes way beyond climate change. I mean, climate is one part of the environment, but there's all sorts of other parts of the environment. There's all the species, there's jungles, there's deforestation, there's all erosion, there's all sorts of stuff that are really, really big problems. And the focus on climate change, if it's not fake, it is gay.
Yes, possibly fake and gay.
Possibly fake,
well,
fake and gay.
In the stead of John Bolton and his mustache, we have Charles M. Cooperman, right, as acting.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's not pronounced Cooperman because there's Cooperman. Because they're calling him Cupperware, which rhymes with Tupperware. So maybe it's Cooperman.
Being a generation, as a Generation Xer, I'm not big on Tupperware. I just throw it away. Are you supposed to keep that and wash it? I don't know.
I
just throw it away. Whatever. My parents are like flipping out right now because I just said that. Like, they hold their Tupperware in high value. It's like a trading commodity for them. I don't understand it, but whatever. So Cooperman is in his place, but Cooperman's
not
better.
I just got to interrupt you for a second. Okay.
Yeah.
Literally, when I was a kid, there were Tupperware parties. There was such a thing as a Tupperware party. Have you ever heard of a Tupperware party? I'm sure
I have.
Murr from Wisconsin knows what I'm saying. Murr, you know what I'm saying, right? Because I know you remember Tupperware. I'm not saying you've ever been to one, but you remember that term. A lot of other people do, too.
Yeah, and during those Tupperware parties when I was a kid, I was building Tupperware skyscrapers and blowing them up with my cherry bombs. And, you know, my parents were flipping out. I'm like, what? It's just plastic. What do you want?
Yeah, Tupperware wasn't sold in stores. I think you had to buy it from particular dealers, and they would sell it at Tupperware parties. It was something.
Oh.
It was to this
day, they love their Tupperware. They give me like a plate full of Tupperware, and they're like, "You better bring this back, or we're going to cut you out of our will."
All right. Well, I didn't mean to Sven you, but because you were making a point.
Yes. No. Charles M. Cooperman is no better than Bolton. I mean, we need to get rid of this guy too. He, was a Reagan administration official, a defense contracting executive. And is a longtime Bolton associate.
Yeah, that's the longtime Bolton associate is the red flag. I was super, super anti-Reagan, everything about Reagan, in real time. But, 30 years later, 35 years later, I can look back and say, well, actually, Reagan himself, if not his administration, Reagan himself had some... I appreciate him, his efforts ending the Cold War. And there might have been some people around him in that administration. Well, you had John Paul, what's his name? Craig Paul Roberts. You had some decent people in the administration. Probably Robert Stockman, too. Is that something Stockman? What's his name? All right, sorry to interrupt again.
No. No problem at all. I was just saying that, Cooperman needs to go because he's as bad as Bolton. So who do we get to replace?
Well,
John Bolton.
There was a couple of interesting prospects. One is this guy, I want to say Douglas MacArthur, but I think he's dead already. What's the guy's name? Greg McDouglas, right? Colonel Greg McDouglas. And it's like, well, that's a familiar name. He's the guy who's on Tucker all the time. And he was on most recently. I don't know if you saw this. And are you familiar with him?
Not very.
Okay, he comes on Tucker's show, you know, once every month or two. And yesterday he was on, I guess the day or so before Tucker managed to convince Trump not to bomb Iran, right? And he was saying how stupid. So the two of them, Tucker and McDouglas, were having a discussion about how it would be stupid to bomb Iran. So there you go. That's good. The other night, maybe it was it Friday? He was on and saying that, yes, we should just withdraw from Afghanistan. There's nothing there we want. These people, the Taliban, they're Islamist jihadists. There's no point in negotiating anything with them. We just leave. Other countries, you know, India or China or Russia, they can sort it out if they want to. We just leave. And I thought, okay, I'll go along with that. And then he says, and then on the way out, we bomb all the poppy fields and we bomb all of the Islamist camps. And I thought, well, okay, I mean, I'm not really like a farmer or anything, but it seems to me, to make any kind of impact, how do you bomb crops, right? I mean, they're pretty spread out.
I guess napalm, I don't know.
Napalm, yeah. I mean, I will say I appreciate the sentiment, because we're getting a lot of opiates here, so I appreciate the sentiment. And then, but, you know, striking out in war as you're withdrawing, I don't know. I mean, bombing Islamists has never gotten rid of Islamists. It's just created more, because it radicalizes the relatives of the martyrs. So, I don't know. I guess it was Clinton, and the first 6 months of George W. Bush, who were just kind of, it was just kind of live and let live with the Taliban. Actually, George W. Bush, when he was governor of Texas, he was in contact with the Taliban, had some sort of cooperative deal going. I can't remember what it was, I think I'm not mistaken. But the Taliban actually, it was the only time in the last 30 years where there was any cooperation on the poppies, so...
Yeah, well, didn't the Taliban pretty much kept that under wraps,
they
right?
Did.
Kept that
they
under
did.
Control.
They did. Now, what they got maybe 6 months before 9/11, they got really upset because they said, hey, we're keeping the poppies under control, and yet you're not doing such and such for us. I can't remember exactly what it was they wanted, but they wanted something. And so... what they did to demonstrate their temper tantrum is they blew up this Buddhist statue that had, it's kind of like, you know, Stone Mountain or like Stone Mountain, Georgia or Mount Rushmore. There was a Buddha that had been carved into, you know, rock on the side of a mountain hundreds of years, many, like before Islam came to. Before Islam came to Afghanistan, so you're talking about maybe 1,000 years ago or something, it had been when Afghanistan was Buddhist, and so they just blew the thing up. It was a you know, a world historic relic, and they just blew it up as a temper tantrum, saying you're not giving us enough foreign aid or whatever. So they're obviously they're big jerks, but they did keep the opium crop. They did inhibit that. So, all right.
Well, yeah, wasn't the Sakwa family coming to prominence in the pharmacy industry when that was going on when we took over Afghanistan?
I think the Sacklers. Well, the Sackler family, Purdue Pharma, goes way back. It goes back long before that. But I don't know if their involvement in opiates goes back before that. I'm not sure what their hold on just 1 second. I'm going to pretend that I knew this all along. Okay, that's the power of the pause button. Now, we're just going to pretend that we knew all this all along and didn't just look it up on Wikipedia. But the Purdue Pharma has been around since the 1800s, and it's been a big deal for many decades, and they do have a history in opiates going back, I'm pretty sure, to the 1970s. But this OxyContin, according to Wikipedia, which I had memorized, I didn't need to pause and look it up, it was introduced in 1995. But the point you were making is there's probably some sort of connection between this and the Afghan War. And, of course, the Afghan Civil War has been going on since the 1970s. And especially 1979, what would have been 79, when the Soviets invaded. And then the Carter administration under Brezhnev had been supplying weapons to the freedom fighters. What did Reagan call them? They were the, not the jihadis, the Mujahideen.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's been this civil war, and in the midst of the civil war, yeah, the opium became a big export crop, because Afghanistan wasn't the biggest source of opium before that. It was a golden triangle, right? Burma, Thailand, and Laos. So I think you were spot on drawing that connection.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's Kupperman and Douglas. What's the guy's name? McDouglas. Gregory McDouglas. Who else was on there? Was there anybody else exciting on the list of Bolton successors?
Well. Yeah, I'm trying to pull the.
There was one guy, and you'll tell me his name. I've seen his name around, and he is currently the envoy to Pyongyang, and he would be somebody who supports Trump's approach to North Korea, which of course Bolton didn't. Bolton,
yeah, threw a monkey wrench. Stephen E. Bajan.
That sounds right. Bajan or
Bajan.
However you
say.
Yeah. Let's not say Bajan. Bajan was an Israeli prime minister.
He is a special representative to North Korea.
Yeah, and I would think that him being there, and he and the North Koreans like to deal with him. North Koreans did not like Bolton, and they refused to deal with Pompeo. And so I know that this guy was one of the main people involved in this very recent impromptu summit between Trump and Kim at the DMZ. So that would be positive. So either that Gregory McDouglas, he'd have to be a huge improvement. And then this guy seems positive. One other name was that Grinnell, what's the guy's name? He's the gay guy who's the ambassador to Germany.
Oh, no.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's pushing gayness all over the world. So I think he's the guy that made Charlie Kirk say boom.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? So when Botswana in Africa legalized homosexuality, Charlie Kirk had that infamous tweet, boom!
Yeah. You're talking about Richard Grinnell.
Richard Grinnell, yeah.
Grinnell.
Yeah. Who
he's the American ambassador to Germany.
And he's gay married
totally
to some
gay.
Dude. Yeah, he's gay married to some dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we are coming up on the break, but there's more interesting and exciting stuff to follow. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back. So, that is the big news. We talked about it a lot yesterday, the Bolton firing, and we're talking about it today. We might talk about it some more later. But in the inside baseball of the alt-right, there has been some stuff going on, which I'm reluctant to get into, but so why don't you introduce it?
Well, we've had anybody that follows the Daily Stormer, and I know some of the listeners do.
I do.
Some of the listeners of Stormfront, and your show, and as well as Farron's show, because Farron, almost every Saturday morning, Farron references a Daily Stormer article.
He does.
And on Saturday, May 4th of 2019, I interviewed Mike Enoch. And Mike is he's the main guy in the rightstuff.biz website. So there is a little feud going on between the Daily Stormer and the rightstuff.biz. Daily Stormer has posted some slanderous articles against Mike Enoch and his website. And I just thought that we should objectively address that.
Yeah, and so I'm going to preface it by saying that, like, I'm a big fan of Andrew Anglin, and I've interviewed him two or three times, and I find him really smart. Now, he's weird. Okay, everybody knows he's weird. But you know something? You have to be weird to be the person out there who is, like, kind of at the forefront of things. You have to be. And that goes for me, too. And I'm not even at the forefront. you have to have these idiosyncrasies. And, of course, and the other thing is his site, it's satirical, and it's supposedly aimed at, like, Zoomers, at, like, teenagers or even preteens. He says even preteens. And so I've always been willing to cut him a bit more slack on some of the over-the-top stuff he says. And, of course, like, that site writes all of this really horrible stuff about boomers. But I'm willing to have a thick skin about it. I will say one thing that bothers me is that I think it started with the Daily Stormer, but it's caught on. And when I hear others who aren't aiming at, like, a teenage audience, who they want the teenage audience to be mad at their parents' generation or something, when I hear, you know, other people go anti-boomer, like, I think that's totally unnecessary. For whatever reason, I'm willing to cut the Daily Stormer and Andrew Anglin slack on that. And so maybe I've got double standards, but I think, like, both of these sides, like TRS, I know lots of people listen to the shows. I listen to the shows, and I think it's really good and really valuable. But I will say that if RBN is really valuable. There are a lot of podcasts on YouTube, or now maybe on BitChute, that are really useful and good. Whereas the Daily Stormer, you know, we just don't have much in text form, and I think it's really important. So anyway, I don't like to see the infighting, and I don't want to get into it. I think they both do really, really, both sides do really, really valuable work. And for people who aren't really wrapped up in it, it's best just to kind of get out of the way and hope that the dust clears without too much damage. But I'll let you make the point you want to make.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the Daily Stormer using hyperbole, and
still there?
Had some audio interruptions there. Hold back. Okay. The Daily Stormer uses hyperbole and satire. You know, I've read articles of the Stormer talking about throwing Jews in ovens. I've read articles in the Stormer talking about getting Hezbollah to rally in Whitefish for Richard Spencer's mother. These things are over the top, and I see why they do, you know, what they do. I see why they use the language that they use. It's a shock value. Mm-hmm. Sarah Silverman, that the Jewish female comedian that says that she would crucify Christ again, and all of these comedians and these artists that are anti-Christian, and they push against the the morality, the white Christian morality of America. And so the Stormer, as well as the RightStuff.biz, has taken, they've taken a strategy to push back on their own terms, to go over the top, and to use a shock value that appeals to the youth. Similarly to how the 60s sexual revolution used a shock value to subvert the youth. So I can see, you know, why both sites use the tactics that they do. So that having been said, the people that work at these sites, both at the Daily Stormer and at the RightStuff.biz, you know, they're a unique and special group of people. Wouldn't you agree that maybe these individuals, these younger individuals, using the hyperbole that they do?
I agree, and I also add that we are going to the break, so we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back, and we just agreed that the people at the Daily Stormer and the Right Stuff are, what did we agree? They're unique individuals?
Yes, and that they use hyperbole and satire, and they go a little over the top in order to push against the degeneracy of our current culture.
They do. Absolutely.
So these people, they're not the average person that you're going to meet, you know, out in your local town or pub or wherever you go.
They're professional hyperbolists.
Yes, hyperbolists. That having been said, some of these individuals have a history. They have a past. So let me just cut to the heart of the matter. Andrew Anglin published several articles against the therightstuff.biz, and the latest one of which, one of the therightstuff.biz's personnel named J.O., also known as Jim Orbit, was on an anarchist podcast about 7 years ago, and he said some things that were a little bit over the top and crazy, maybe a lot.
So the question is, were they factual, or was it just like a made-up story?
Well, according to Mike Enoch, who oversees the therightstuff.biz, this individual named J.O., who appeared on a podcast in 2012, an anarchist podcast, this individual was trolling. And he was saying some crazy things about being detained by the feds and doing drugs and associating with trannies. These are things that this individual was, what's the word? Trolling is the word. I don't want to use the slang for it, but it's crap posting. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right?
All right.
If I say crap
posting. Yeah, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Exactly. So this recording was drug up and now is trying to be is being used against the Rye Stuffed Up is.
Okay. I heard the recording and you know, I wanted to see if it was the guy's voice. And so that's the question. If it was done as a troll, it was done as a troll so that listeners would it was done in a troll in a way that you could believe, you could take the guy seriously. Now, people do that. People do that. When I talk about being Me Too'd by Kirsten Gillibrand, nobody takes it seriously. But, there's other things that somebody might say that would be done in a way that people could take seriously, and you want them to take it seriously, even though it's not true. I don't do that because I'm not very good at it. But if I was good at it, maybe I would do it. So then the question is, okay, the question that Andrew Anglin poses, well, if that's the case, why didn't you come right out and say it? Now, you do have this atmosphere where you've got all these people are like over the top, professional hyperbolists, and maybe the unfortunate thing is in their dispute with each other, they're would get engage in hyperbole or would want to ignore the other person because they're sick of the other person. So if it's a matter of the guy being of him just having had some fun pretending to be something he's not, hopefully then everything's out in the open now, and in a few days all the feathers will be unruffled and we'll be able to move on.
Yeah, well, and just to give the audience some context, because some people may not be totally familiar with these individuals, the person in question on the Right Stuff Dot Biz, J.O. or Jim Orbit, he also claimed to be a commando in South Africa. So, the person is not, obviously he's going over the top here in hyperbole. Mm-hmm. All right, so the accusation is, here's the accusation from Anglin. J.O., who is in charge of security at the Rye Stuffed Up Biz.
And is he in charge of security?
He is. I've emailed him.
Okay.
And, J.O. vets anyone that would want to engage in a personal group meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want...
You cut out for a second. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. A little audio disruption.
Okay.
If you wanted to get a book club together or an in-person gathering, you would go through J.O.
Pool party. So book club is a Daily Stormer. Pool party for DRS.
It's this parties. Pool parties. But the audience doesn't know what a pool party is. So an in-person gathering would be done through J.O. All right. J.O. is accused of being arrested by the feds and released. And
because he said that on that podcast, which may just have been a made-up story that he was telling for fun.
He engaged in a made-up story, and therefore he is suspected of being a federal informant and in charge of, everyone's information. So I emailed Mike Enoch, because I have his email. I'm not going to disclose everything that we talked about because it was personal, but Mike assured me that this is not the case, that J.O. is well vetted, and that J.O. was trolling. He was crap posting so many years ago, 7 years ago. So anyone that is involved in TRS has nothing to worry about. That comes from Mike Enoch. I've interviewed the man. I see no reason to distrust him. You know, if someone wanted to be belligerent and attack Andrew Anglin, there's plenty of avenues in which to do so.
Yeah, but we wouldn't want to encourage that.
We're not going to encourage that.
Don't want to encourage
it. So what we do want to encourage is that we're all in a movement for white advocacy and to push against the Jewish establishment that is against us. We need to stop engaging in infighting. We need to work together and push against this movement. That I think that's the lesson to be learned here.
Okay, good. Well, I hope the parties involved can talk to each other first in private, and then if they want to talk in public, fine. All right.
You know, Patrick.
Yeah.
This is not a new thing. This infighting.
Oh, you mean we've never had infighting in this movement before? There's never been infighting? I mean, there has been infighting.
Oh yeah. But this business of the federal FBI. Mm-hmm. Infiltrate nationalist movements, not just white nationalist movements, black nationalist movements, any movement that would threaten the establishment. This is not a new thing. This is historical. And I sent some articles on the COINTELPRO.
Yeah. And, of course, the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover, which was, you know, almost about 50 years from the 1920s before it was even called the FBI up until his death, I think in 1972, he was getting files on everybody. He had infiltrated everybody. It was said that the American Communist Party was primarily FBI informants. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good.
The organization that I mentioned, and the listeners can look this up, COINTELPRO, it stands for Counterintelligence Program. It was an FBI operation from 1956 to 1971, and they would infiltrate any group that they felt would be subversive to the American government. This would be black nationalists, white nationalists, communists, Ku Klux Klan. You know, in our circles of discussion, we think that the FBI strictly targets us, you know, white nationalists, those for pro-white views. But back in the 50s and 60s, even communists and black nationalists were looked at as a threat to the government. And this is where we get a lot of our information on Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. and all of his nefarious practices is COINTELPRO. Tapped his phone lines and infiltrated him.
And COINTELPRO, that's Counterintelligence Program, is that what it stands for?
Counterintelligence Program, exactly. So we're like, well, you know, we are conditioned to think that, well, the government's just worried about white uprisings, but in the 1960s, they were worried about black uprisings, black nationalists,
yeah,
such as Malcolm X.
Oh yeah, and the Vietnam War, the peace movement was thoroughly. I mean, the phones were being tapped, and there
yes.
infiltrators. And you know, the irony that my mother used to say is, "We want everybody to hear this." You know, we're putting out press releases. Why would you wiretap a press release? We want everybody to hear this. But whatever.
And so I think one of the things that this organization did, and this is why we are so weary of infighting today, is that they would infiltrate organizations like the Klan or the Black Panthers, and FBI informants would be placed within these organizations, and they would instigate infighting,
mm-hmm.
and they would instigate violent acts. So a lot of the violent acts that we read about, such as there's a Baptist church bombing, and I sent you this article, the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. And this happened in 1963, you know, just before LBJ did the Civil Rights Act. Supposedly a Klan group bombed a black Baptist church. But these indeed were FBI infiltrators who did this act. And, you know, this is their the modus operandi.
Mm-hmm.
They infiltrate these groups, and they would do violent acts. And then the group itself would look bad.
Yeah. Well, here's an example. There was that one guy at Charlottesville with a Nazi flag. Nobody yep. knew who he was. He never got doxxed later, even though you can see his face and everything. Nobody knew who he was. There's almost no doubt that he was a Fed, right? I mean, isn't that pretty much what we've all concluded?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, he wasn't arrested. Nothing happened to him. Nobody knows who he is. Everybody else was doxxed mm-hmm. that could be doxxed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, I mean, there is this type of thing. But I think it's important to remind people that just because you have an argument between two people or two sides doesn't mean one of them's a Fed. And it doesn't even necessarily mean that that particular argument was sparked. It could, but it doesn't necessarily mean that particular argument or dispute was sparked by, you know, some sort of Fed infiltrator. But what it can mean, and this is a big danger, is everybody is wary of the possibility of Feds because they actually do exist, informants and infiltrators and whatnot. And in this heightened state of wariness, then there's going to be suspicion. And what could be simple misunderstandings or honest differences of opinion can quickly become worries or accusations about Fed infiltration. And
yeah.
I don't know how, you know, how to avoid that, because, you know, do we just say, oh, well, everybody just stop worrying and let your guard down? We could all keep our guard up, but then there's going to be less in real life interaction with people, and that's inhibits our development as a movement. So it's really, I don't have an answer. I don't know
well,
what to say.
One of the red flags is when there, if there's a serious crime committed, especially a violent crime,
mm-hmm.
and individuals are detained, but they don't serve any type of sentence, that's a big red flag. Let's take the September 15th, 1963, 16th Street Baptist Church bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You had Klansman and segregationist Thomas Edwin, Herman Frank Cash, Robert Edward Chambliss, and Bobby Frank Cherry. These individuals were detained, but no prosecutions were conducted. It was, you know, over 13 years later when any of these individuals were tried. So in the cases of this, I think you have a clear case of FBI informants who infiltrate organizations like the Klan or the Black Panthers, or just pick it, whatever, communist organizations as well, and they commit violent acts. They're not prosecuted, they're let go, and the acts are committed to make the organizations look bad in the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that happens. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. There's like people like David Duke and Don Black who have been doing in this particular movement for 50 years each. They've got a century just between the two of them. They've got a century of experience. And Don Black's often on Stormfront talks about infighting, that it's such a pervasive problem. And you know, maybe for the reasons I just described, maybe it's really, really hard to avoid. I don't know.
Yeah, one thing I would like to mention is, and this is something that I wish we had Don Black and David Duke, you know, on this show right now because they lived through this. But in the 60s, COINTELPRO, you know, they started out in the 50s and early 60s infiltrating communist organizations, which we would all say, oh yeah, go get the commies, right? But then there were hearings in 1975, and these hearings were called...
Is it Frank Church, the Church Commission?
Yep, Frank Church.
Church Committee? Yeah.
Frank Church, he was a senator. These hearings concluded that that the COINTELPRO violated, you know, American citizens' basic constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we would all be for violating the rights to get the commies, right? Let's get the commies. But wow. Then they started infiltrating other groups, KKK, white nationalists, anti-segregationists. So, you know, it's a slippery slope.
It is.
Let's flash forward.
So hold on. Let's flash forward after the break.
All right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
And we are back. We have fast forwarded from before the break. So we're fast forwarding.
Well, I was trying to make the point that in the same way that in the 1950s and early 60s, these FBI organizations were infiltrating communist and black nationalist groups and violating their constitutional rights for the greater good of the nation. Well, that is going to end up hurting us as well. Let's flash forward to post 9/11, when, you know, George Bush violated our constitutional rights in the name of controlling Muslim terrorists. We all cheered him on, didn't we? When
I did.
He was cracking down on the Muslims after 9/11. But these same laws are going to be used against us and against regular patriotic Americans. Mm-hmm. So it sets a very bad precedence, and we see history repeating itself.
Yeah, well, you know, a point that Tucker makes over and over again is, in the old days, the liberals were for freedom of speech, and they were against these violations of civil liberties. And, you know, one of the big dangers is, anti-communist FBI supporters anymore. It's your mainstream liberals who are in favor of all of these constitutional violations of people's rights. And so we need a constituency that is going to support individual rights. And I don't know. I mean, really? You look at the Antifa, for instance, and do the Antifa really need to be infiltrated? Because the Antifa probably are infiltrated, and that's why they're doing all these things. Probably being directed one way or another to do a lot of this stuff. I don't know, but they may very well be.
And I would just say that when you see infighting in our side of in the white nationalist American patriot, whatever you want to call it. When you see a lot of infighting, you should look for the Fed. Who's instigating that? Who's pushing it?
Yeah.
Who's trying to divide and conquer?
But the Fed could be 1 or 2 or 3 degrees removed. You know?
Yeah.
It can be hard. All right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. Okay. We just have a minute left. So, one thing I want to say is there is now a movement, a migration of people away from YouTube towards BitChute. And I haven't posted anything on BitChute yet, but I did start an account. And, of course, my YouTube was taken away a few months ago by the powers that be at YouTube. Mark Collett is posting a lot there. And so you're going to be finding more stuff at BitChute. So I think everybody should get familiar with at least where it is and what's what there. But of course we've got RBN, and RBN is great. There is this movement away from YouTube, which is deplatforming everybody anyway, towards BitChute. So okay, hey Jeremy, thank you for coming on the show and doing all this research.
Thank you, Patrick.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.